2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 7. I'm sure you've all heard the story. I don't know if it's true or not, but I've read it and heard it over the years about the mule that fell in the well. And the farmer decided, well, the mule's old and the well is no good, so let's just cover it up. And so he calls all the neighbors to come and help him, and they all bring their shovels and they start throwing the dirt in on top of that mule. But the mule just shakes it off. As he shakes it off, he just takes a step up, shakes it off, takes another step. So a few hours after they've been throwing dirt in on top of the mule shaking it off, after a little while, he just walked right out of that hole. There's got to be a moral to that story. Amen. Praise God. Let's read here. 2 Corinthians 4 and 11. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us, shall raise us up also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Amen. Well, this verse tells us that that we are an earthen vessel. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. Just wanted to think about this a little bit tonight, because we know that this verse is telling us that we all, it's really identifying what we are. We are all vessels. We're vessels. And we were created to contain something, to hold something. Why is it the world is, there's so much suicide and so much despair and hopelessness in our world? It doesn't matter if they have big bank accounts or have so many things going their way, there's an emptiness in their life. They're a vessel that was created to contain, but they are empty. They're empty. And it's only the Lord and the message of the gospel. When you read the first part of chapter 4, you realize that the main topic here is the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the main topic. And so it is in this vessel that we are to have the wonderful truth and the fruit of the gospel of Jesus Christ in our life. Amen. When you see people out in the world and it's obvious that they're in despair and hopelessness, ready to give up, let them know they were created by God. And God has a purpose for them. And they're a vessel that God wants to fill with good things. Amen. wonderful things that God wants to give. And only that will satisfy. Only the Lord will satisfy the longing and the desire of your heart. A lot of times people set their sights on, I want to become this. I want to accomplish certain things and do certain things with my life. Well, if you leave God out of the picture, if you leave the message of Jesus out of your life, then your life is going to be empty. Empty. No matter what you accomplish worldly-wise, it really doesn't matter, because you were created and made to contain, to hold and to receive the wonderful truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. And aren't you thankful for the day that you heard about Jesus? Amen. Some of you, it's maybe not been all that long, and others of us, it's been a long time ago that we first heard. I was just a child, but heard the gospel. I had no idea of the wonder and the preciousness and the value of the gospel then like I do now. And you know what heaven is going to be? It's going to be a revelation of the greatness of God and all that He has done for us. We'll see and understand more when we get in the presence of God. We will understand all of the wonderful things that He has done and how He has provided hope and salvation for every one of us. So we're a vessel, but then secondly, we are an earthen vessel. We're just a pot of clay. We're just dirt. That's all we are. We're just dirt. I'm dirt, you're dirt, we're all dirt. We're just a pot of clay. As far as things holding actual value, we're not all that valuable, are we? Now, from the humanist point of view, there is body worship and all, you know, the humanist point of view and the worldly point of view is any way you can fix up the body, any way you can dress up the body, any way that you can pamper the flesh, that's what the world is wanting to do. But underneath all of that facade, they're just dirt. And we're all just dirt. We're just flesh. And we're all equal in the sight of the Lord. But the Bible says we are earthen vessels. And the whole message of this text is to remind us, we're nothing unless we have Jesus in our life. We are nothing and we have nothing. We have no real value. The only thing that causes you and me to be valuable in this world is that we contain the message, the gospel of Jesus Christ. We contain a relationship with Jesus Christ, and it's real. And it has the power to change people's lives. We have this treasure, amen, in earthen vessels. And so what we contain is precious and valuable. There's nothing that can compare. Sad to say, many in the world, they put such a high premium on the flesh, when that's not at all. The writer here, the Apostle Paul, is saying, no, we're not worth anything physically. We're worth very little as far as our flesh is concerned. There's no good thing in us, he said. No good thing in us. Galatians 6 and 3, for if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. Yeah, he deceiveth himself. You're not much and I'm not much unless we contain this wonderful treasure of the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. We are an earthen vessel containing the message of the gospel. Colossians 1 and 27, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's the mystery. That's the treasure. That's the wonder, the amazing thing that happens to a person when they come to the Lord. And I've witnessed it. I'm sure you have. I've witnessed people that, I mean, you can just see all of the effect of sin upon their life. And they have had a hard life, and their life, their even their physical body has just been so mistreated and abused by the things of sin and the world. But something happens. It's like a light turns on when they receive Jesus. When they get truly born again, there's a whole new light. There's a whole new glow on their face. And a new person begins to emerge in spite of all that sin has done, the damage that sin has done. The light of the glory of God can shine forth. Praise God. It's like Gideon's 300 when they went up against the armies of the Assyrians. And here they are out there. They're outnumbered. They can't win the battle. But they had been given instructions. That clay lamp that you have, that the lantern is hidden inside of it, at the sound that the sound of the trumpet, and you break that clay pot and let the light shine. Praise God. You know what they believed was going on? The enemy thought that every one of those lights represented a battalion. And they had been reduced down to 300, but they thought that every light represented a battalion, and every trumpet sounding represented a battalion. And so whenever they heard that and they saw the whole hillside light up with those lights, they knew they were defeated and they ran for their life. It's true. We have a treasure. We have a treasure in Jesus Christ in us. And we're not to hide our light under a bushel, but we're to let it shine. We're to let the light of the truth of the gospel shine in this world that we live in right now. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God. God's the one that deserves the glory and all the attention. It's not us. Amen. Amen. It's not us. I know of preachers across the country that they feel like they deserve to be treated like royalty. They think they deserve to be treated like they were the president or somebody important. And they have a chauffeur, and they have people, and they live in mansions, and they have people, you know, escorting them everywhere they go because they are so important. No, they're not. They're just dirt. They're just dirt. The only good thing in any man, no matter who they are, is if they have the gospel, if they have Jesus at the center of their life. They're only valuable as they have Jesus in their life. Now you have to have him. You have to have him contained in this earthen vessel, because there are things going on around us that are pressing against us. There's a light and a glory. The scripture says that the excellency of the power may be of God. It's the word there really means the super abundance, or nothing can compare to this. Nothing can compare to what God can do in the heart and the life of a sinner, and how he can change their life. There's nothing to compare to that. But then the apostle starts talking about, we have a treasure, can't be compared to anything in the world. It's on the inside, but we also have pressures on the outside pressing against us. Amen. And if you're going to be able to face some of the challenges and the pressures of this life, you need Jesus on the inside. Amen. If not, you're gonna cave in. You're not gonna be able to hold up under the pressures. Everybody faces different types of pressures and problems. Paul said, we're troubled on every side. Everywhere I look, there's a problem. You ever felt like that before? I'm sure that's how that the mule felt when he's down there in the bottom of that well, as he looked up and saw. But even as foolish as a mule is, he just knew to just step up. Amen. And eventually walk out. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. The word there, troubled, it means afflicted. And really, it's just talking about trials, normal trials that we all experience. Everybody. Everyone, no one is an exception. We all have problems. I mean, the car breaks down, the washing machine breaks down, and you just have problems. You know, you get to feeling sick and have an allergy episode, and just normal day-to-day trials that aggravate you and afflict you. That's what he's talking about there at the beginning. Just the things that are common to people. Just troubles and trials that we face. We have those. We're troubled on every side. Then he says we're perplexed, but not in despair. Perplexed. It's talking about not knowing what to do. Having to make decisions, and we're perplexed. That we're called and faced with decisions, and we don't know what to do. We're at a loss. We need answers. Have you ever felt like that? Lord, I really don't know what to do. I'm facing a trial or a question or something in my life, and it creates a lot of fear and worry and, you know, frustration in your life because you are perplexed. And then he said, persecuted. Personally, persecuted. I don't know that very many of us have faced personal persecutions as far as for the faith, but really the word is describing just conflict with people, even misunderstandings and attitudes that people might have, or being treated unfairly, things of that sort. Persecuted, but not forsaken. And then cast down, but not destroyed. It literally means something serious, like some catastrophe that comes your way that's serious, like a very bad diagnosis or something happening very seriously to someone that you care about, like a catastrophe that takes place, and you are cast down, but not destroyed. Amen. Amen. And so we need Jesus inside so that we can hold up to the pressures of the outside constantly coming at us. Amen. If you serve the Lord for any length of time at all, you know what I'm talking about. You'll have times when you are discouraged and you have questions and you're facing problems and worries and frustrations and sometimes even very serious problems, and you don't know what to do. But this tells us, if you've got this precious, valuable treasure in your life, you are not going to cave in. You are not going to cave in. You're not going to be distressed. You're not going to be in despair. You're not going to be forsaken. You're not going to be destroyed because of the work that Christ has done in your life. So why? Why does he allow us to face times like this? And the answer is the question. It says, always bearing about in the body, our body, the dying of the Lord Jesus, in the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. And so there is power that is manifested in our life in spite of the pressures, and sometimes because of the pressures that we go through, that the light of the glory of God shines forth. How many times have you seen the testimony of people who have gone through some trying situation, and you just think, how have they been able to bear up under that sickness or under that terrible problem that they have faced, the loss of someone, or how can they hold up going through all of those pressures and problems? Well, they do because the Lord holds them up, and not only does he sustain them through it because of what he's done in their life, but he also causes the glory of God to be manifested. Amen. People see other people going through trying times, and they, when they witness that, they recognize surely God has carried them through that, and his name then is glorified. And we see that the life of Jesus is manifested even in our own life, even through the trial. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. Amen. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man is perishing, our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. Amen. That's why we need to pray. That's why we need fellowship. That's why we need to be in the Word constantly, developing and getting closer and growing in the things of the Lord, because we need that which this earthly vessel contains. We need that life of Jesus Christ at work in us so that we don't cave in to the pressures, for the which cause we faint not. Actually, the phrase there, the word means we don't lose heart. We don't give up. We don't turn around and give up on the Lord. We go through trials, but because we have Jesus and this wonderful treasure in our life, we are able to face the trials, the problems, the persecution, and do it even glorifying God and seeing His name glorified in spite of the trial. Glory be to God. We have something to offer to this world. We really do. We have something that we need to share with this world, because out there is emptiness. Now, they may have a brand new car and a fine home, and they may have, you know, a lot of things that this world offers, but they don't have the Lord. If He's not in their life, then they are empty. They are empty. And they won't be able to hold up to all of the pressures. That's why that even some of these prominent people like Hollywood and wealthy performers committing suicide or attempting suicide, they are giving up. They are losing heart. They need Jesus in their life. They desperately need the Lord in their life, for which cause we faint not. Our outward man is perishing, yet our inward man is being renewed day by day. Glory to God. That's what the Lord can do for you. It's what He can do in your life. Amen. To be built up, to be strengthened. You are a vessel. You are an earthen vessel. Not worth much except valuable when we contain this wonderful treasure of the gospel of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's bow our heads just a moment. Father, thank You, Lord, for the truth of Your word. And Lord, I just pray for everyone that's here, if there are those in this service that their heart and their affection has been set upon the things of this world, Lord, help them to see through all of that, to see the vanity of it, the emptiness of it, and to realize that their life is really only going to matter if they have Jesus at the center of their life. Lord, I just pray that we would recognize that a relationship with You is the most precious treasure that we could ever have, far more than anything that the world could ever offer us. Oh, and we thank You for it. Praise the Lord.